There's nobody more excited about today being Marquette University's first day of classes than senior Kyle Welton. It's not just because graduation is within his grasp. Welton helped implement two new green initiatives on campus designed to drive down waste. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz met the senior inside Marquette's Alumni Memorial Union at 14th and Wisconsin. She learned about the new programs and about the interesting student.
If he knew the ancient expression, Kyle Welton would agree he is dressed to the nines, from his starched blue dress shirt, tie clip to boot, topped with blue blazer, punctuated with a Marquette University lapel pin. He's out to do his university proud and talk up Marquette's commitment to the triple bottom line.
We want to make sure that, one, it's environmentally friendly. Is it sustainable going in the future? Is it economically sustainable? Is this the cost that we invest in we're going to save in over time? And is it sustainable operationally? Is this something that is going to be able to integrate into what we do here? And Ozzy is certainly one of those things.
Meet Ozzy. From a distance, it looks like your run-of-the-mill vending machine. Au contraire, Welton says, in so many words.
So when we come over to the machine here, the way it works is you touch a screen.
It's designed to suck in sturdy plastic carry-out containers. Each undergrad living in Marquette student housing will receive one upon their arrival. Each food box is individually barcoded.
So when we place it under here,
barcode up,
it scans it.
When Ozzy does not respond, Welton checks with technicians busily preparing for the oncoming onslaught of students.
Do you guys know if Ozzy's fully up and running right now, or if it's...
No, what's...
Without missing a beat, okay. Welton improvises and moves on.
What happens is this tray flips up, it goes inside of there. Now, what's smart about these machines is that there are two sensors in here. There's one that says, I'm 75% full. It sends a text message to the manager on duty and says, come empty me. And there's one that says, totally full, we won't take any more containers, you have to come clean me out. And each one holds about, I think it's 250 empty containers.
When a student drops off a used food container, the machine spews out a token.
Right here, you grab that and hold on to it, and then next time when you get this reasonable to-go container, you present that at the point of sale, the cash register.
Where you've already picked up a spanking new container. Welton has anecdotal information indicating Marquette's food service team is already delighted, and the system hasn't even been launched yet.
When we put these reusable to-go container machines in, the custodian who works here during the afternoons was so excited. Somebody told me she had tears in her eyes. I don't know if that's true or not, but she...
Something we probably can't fact check.
Yeah.
Undaunted, Welton presses on. He pulls out some preliminary calculations.
Given the day, depending on which day it was during the week, she would pull out anywhere from 35 to 60 trash bags an hour filled with empty to-go containers. So think about the number, and they're not recyclable. Think about the number that's going into landfills.
Part of his excitement comes from the fact that Welton is among a group of students working on this idea since his freshman year.
A lot of that was convincing the Senate that this is worth the investment.
That's Marquette's student government body. It figures centrally in his life. Over the years, Welton has worked his way up its ladder. Last spring, he was elected president.
It's a lot of money. $45,000 is no small chunk of change. That is a year's cost of attendance here at Marquette for one student. So when you put all that together, you've got 33 students sitting there who are evaluating, is this the right thing for my constituents? Do I believe in this? And so that took quite a bit of time, and there was a period we were worried we wouldn't get it through. And if we did, we'd only get one machine, and if that was the case, it wouldn't be very successful.
As you figured out, in the end, Welton and his supporters prevailed.
After a 2.5-hour discussion in the Senate, it was passed with only one dissenting vote.
Student government purchased two reusable dining container systems. Marquette came up with funding for a third to cover multiple dining sites on campus.
It was very, very exciting.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Okay, so now on to water.
Water, yes. So
just steps away, Welton shows me the digital water dispenser unit freshly installed in the student union. 10 more, he says, have been hooked up in convenient locations throughout campus. This time, Welton is successfully able to demonstrate the water system. He screws off the top of his Marquette Blue environmentally friendly reusable water bottle.
You set your water bottle here, it fills it up, and it'll tell you exactly how many disposable plastic water bottles you've helped eliminate from landfills by using a reusable water bottle at these stations.
So it gives you an ongoing count as to what you're doing to add to the effort?
Yeah. So since this was installed, 1,538 disposable plastic water bottles have been eliminated by use of these.
Now, is this something else students get?
Yeah, so what we did was, looking at some unspent funds that we had at the end of the year, we decided to purchase 5,000 of these water bottles. They're BPA free, and they have been distributed to all students living in the residence halls. So they're going to get a container like this. They're going to get an MUSG water bottle.
Welton says student government reps will spread the conservation word and distribute 1,500 more bottles around campus.
It's one of those things where we can put these out there and hope people use it, or we can put them out there and give them the tools to use it and really see this grow. We've committed to this as an institution. Students should have some skin in the game as well. And we also passed a recommendation earlier on for the university to sign on to a pledge. The name of it escapes me. It's named after one of the saints who was extremely active in stewardship of the earth. And that's one of the tenets, really, of Jesuit pedagogy, is that we're going to be wise stewards of Mother Earth's resources. So as a Catholic Jesuit institution, looking from that perspective as well, how are we going to come together as students and kind of live up to the mission that we've embraced? And I think that this is a really positive way to do that.
Had university leaders been within earshot, they clearly would have awarded Welton high marks. As we head out of the Union, the Sheboygan native says it was the school's political science program that attracted him. Welton interned on Capitol Hill between his sophomore and junior years. But as an incoming freshman, Welton says he knew nothing else of the school, had never paid a visit. Upon arrival, he says Marquette felt like home. Developing a sense of environmental stewardship, Welton says, came naturally.
Not only can we increase our sustainability, but our economic sustainability. It's an incredible way to look at that and say, we're improving the quality of life for, you know, really the entire environment in which we live, but also the future and progress for an institution that we all love so much.
The 21-year-old assures me his views couldn't be more objective. He's a practicing Lutheran. When he graduates, Welton plans to move into public policy.
There's an incredible opportunity to help people on a grand scale in public service and public policy, and that's my dream.
A plan that seems sustainable, no matter what your political background. For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
Kyle Welton is a Marquette University senior and student government president. You'll find more about the school's new green initiatives from a link at wuwm.com/lakeeffect.